Fast Forward Productions, The Women Are Speaking.
Welcome to the Daily Hype Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Pollard, and a few times every week, we will be here giving you tiny doses of motivation, inspiration, and ways that we can all try to be a little bit better to ourselves and other people. We hope that you learned something about yourself, about communication, about relationships, and let's dive into today's episode.
Today we're going to talk about the word no.
I swear to you, I do not understand why you guys listen to me. I am the strangest human being on the planet.
But yet you love me for who I am.
I really do want to talk about the word no. So in any situation, there's typically two answers, yes or no. And that could be with a job promotion. I hope I get the job promotion. I hope I get a second interview at this job. That interview went so well. Oh my God, I just had a great date. I can't wait to hear from him or her or them. I really want this house. This house would be perfect for our family. This apartment is perfect for me, right? We have these things that we like get excited about and we're like waiting for the answer. Is it yes or is it no? And sometimes the answer is no. I mean, I would hope we've all been there, right? Like, I don't know what kind of person would make it through their life where they're holding a phone, listening to a podcast, and they've never heard the word no. So it happens. And you got to bounce back and you got to keep going and blah, 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 blah. But how? So for me, the easiest way to shift out of a no mindset is to not take no as no. Because when I take no as no, I go in a shame spiral. I do the whole thing. Why not me? Why didn't I get that job? Why didn't I get that promotion? Why don't they want to be with me? They seriously don't know how to text a girl back? It's 2020. I want that apartment. That would have been perfect for me. You know? I go through a shame spiral. What's wrong with me? What's better about them? Or that situation? What did I do wrong? Right? It's normal. I'm not going to sit here and be mad at myself that I think those things. That's a normal thing to think. It's what you do after those thoughts that matter. So what I do after I have those thoughts and I pick myself back up and I tell myself not to be such a wimp, I'm kidding, kind of. What I do then is I shift my thinking into not yet. The answer isn't no, it's not yet. What is this no saving me from? Because that's a possibility, right? I mean, trust me, there have been times I've been passed over for a promotion and I beat myself up for it. Them, seriously? They're a nightmare. I'm better at my job. They're like them, really? Come on. And then I take a step back and I think, wait, I don't like my job. Maybe this is an opportunity to pivot, to switch companies. Like, what did this just save me from? You know, more time at a place that I don't even care to be? With a relationship, why did they text me back? Why are they mad at me? Why did they break up with me? Why did they cheat on me? Whatever you're thinking about a relationship, you know? It could be, oh my God, wow, you're saving me from a nightmare. Bye. Not yet. My person isn't here yet. It might be a no from you, but it's a not yet on the right relationship. Might be not yet on the right house. Maybe that house has so much damage that you actually didn't know about and you're saving yourself a lot of money. Maybe that apartment has really shitty neighbors. I think I have to mark this episode explicit because I just said that word. So I'm sorry if you have kids around. So what is it that you're getting a no from? Or is this something that you can keep in your arsenal of life tools that when the next time you hear no, how do you pivot and you think, maybe this isn't a no, it's a not yet. What could this be saving me from? Because it just helps you be resilient. It's like, on to the next, and I'm not going to spend time here ruminating on this decision someone else made that was right for them. And I'm just going to keep going. I got stuff to do, you know? So sometimes it's not no, it's not yet. I hope you come back to that. And I hope you use that right now if you need it. And thank you for like being my friend, because I'm very weird. Okay, that's all. Have a good day.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Daily Hype. If you're interested in all the other things that Team AP Consulting is up to, make sure to go to our website, teamap.consulting, and you can check out our services. You can listen to our second podcast, The Unfiltered Entrepreneur, or you can even take a look at MeTime, our wellness product, to make your morning even better. Talk to you soon.